You may find this agricultural programming on our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason for Thursday. We're joined by Mike Tenora, T-Storm Weather in Chicago, to look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. I think we'll stick with North America today, Mike. Let's start with the Midwest, the growing regions in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Minnesota, Nebraska, the primary Corn Belt. What do you see in the next several days?
There'll be a lot of thunderstorms around the region, especially as you move to the west of the Mississippi River. So that's kind of the main area where we'll see areas of thunderstorms. Most of those centered on Iowa and then into Missouri and also into adjacent corn and soybean areas of Nebraska and Kansas. So that's where the wettest weather occurs through about Sunday. As we get into next week, it does stay a bit wet across the southwest half of the central U.S. That includes a large portion of the central and southern plains. So we're talking about Nebraska on south into Oklahoma, and then also areas along and to the south of Interstate 80, especially across Missouri into central and southern Illinois, and then points on to the south.
You mentioned Oklahoma. They had an awful lot of rain, a wheat crop there and in Kansas. I suppose it still could be struggling from disease. How much rainfall did they get?
Well, Oklahoma had an amazing record for the month of May. Unofficially, they received 14.85 inches of rain. The prior record going back 121 years was only 10.54 inches. So they exceeded that record by around 4 1/3 of an inch. Just to put that in a little bit of perspective, the standard deviation of their rainfall over the last 121 years is 1.96 inches. So what that tells you is that in any given year, you would expect rainfall to range within about 2 inches of average across Oklahoma, their average being just under 5 inches for the month. So when you look at just how wet it was, having been more than 10 inches wetter than normal, that tells you that it was 5 times the standard deviation of normal rainfall, which is just incredible. We would call that a 5 sigma rainfall event. Typically, a record event would be around a 2.5 or 3 sigma event. So it's just unbelievable to think about how much rain they had in the month of May.
And they're going to get more. That's amazing enough. But if you go just northward in North America, the Canadian prairies are pretty dry.
Well, that's very true. And this is oftentimes what you see when you have one area receiving too much rain, another area receives not enough rain. And that area right now is the Canada prairies. And especially over April through May, we haven't had a whole lot in the way of rain. There are a few showers out there right now. There will be a few in about a week from now. But between there, rain and fall, and temperatures stay much above average. So we don't really look for a big change in the situation there, at least over the next week. And keep in mind, when we were talking about Oklahoma, Kansas had their second wettest May on record, and Nebraska had their third wettest May on record. So it wasn't an isolated event. This was pretty wide across the plains, and what we have in the Canada prairies is also fairly widespread.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on Illinois Public Media, willag.org, for a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.